Welcome to the Marketing Minute Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, John Pritchard, publisher of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting, and Scott Adams, publisher of Repertoire Magazine.
Welcome to the Marketing Minute Podcast. I am John Pritchard, your host, publisher of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting, joined by Scott Adams, publisher of Repertoire Magazine.
Hello, John.
Scott, welcome to today's call. I appreciate you joining me today. We have a topic today that is near and dear to my heart: why trade publishers in the industry need to join hands to revive sales in healthcare. It is a blog we posted February 24th, 2021 at sharemovingmedia.com, where all of our Marketing Minute blogs are. And I'd like to just kind of launch today by getting on my soapbox and just talk a little bit about trade publishing. I think trade publishing is one of the most misunderstood products, services out there in our marketplace today. And it honestly gets frustrating sometimes because it's a double-edged sword. You know, when I talk to our readership, they're always very engaged and excited by our content. You know, the folks that run supply chain at Mayo Clinic direly want to know what Kaiser Permanente is doing in their supply chain department. They love engaging with each other, seeing best practices. And time again, then we go to talk to advertisers, to brands that need to reach these folks to make their objectives. And they almost have this defensive posture of, hey, I'm too smart. Way too smart to buy advertising. I've seen that melt just a little bit these last couple years, but I always thought, my gosh, we got this beautifully engaged readership. We've got these brands that dearly need market share that are reticent to advertise, but what do they do a month after you talk to them and they say, I'm too smart to buy advertising? They send us a press release of some product that they want in front of them, or that they promoted the regional manager to a corporate accounts manager, or that their earnings came out. And I jump on my desk and I say, why in the world do you want this content in front of them when you're too smart to promote your organization or gain awareness of your organization to this exact same audience? And I think that's the absolute biggest quandary I have in my life, literally.
I need you to take a deep breath, buddy. Just step back. I feel you. I feel your pain. Let me come at it from a different angle and maybe lay out, what do trade publications provide? Because I think that's where the confusion gets. And I'm with you 100%. I have big brands a lot of times tell me they don't want to advertise, or they're not going to spend money on print ads and this and that and same thing. Next 2 weeks later, I get a press release from them promoting something. I'm like, wait, you don't garner an audience that I've spent 27 years building, but you want me to run your press release. So let's take a step back
here. And they get pissed when you don't.
I know. I'm with you. But we got to love them. We got to love them through it and bring them into the fold, because I think there's, as much as this podcast specifically may sound like promotional piece for our business, it's really not. It's more to bring education around where we think we can help big brands, small brands, medium brands move market share. And so let me just go into trade magazines, you know, trade publications. And I don't want to just pigeonhole us into magazines, because we're not your father's trade pub anymore. You know, we're digital, we're interactive, we're live events, we're podcasts, we're webinars. You know, what do we provide the industry on a regular basis, and why do our readership come back to us day in, day out? It's because we provide education, expert knowledge on topics, thought leadership, problem solving for businesses' biggest problems, industry announcements, press releases, case studies, opinions on different things. Like the one I always go back to is in 2013 when Obamacare was coming out. We had 12 issues in a row of Repertoire that was an opinion about Obamacare, basically, if you go back and look at it. And it's why our readers keep coming back to it. The beauty of trade publications, and this is what I hope the marketing folks out there get, that's very different than other ways to reach your audience, is a trade publication is something that the reader has asked for. It's content they want to receive. If you take nothing else from this podcast today, our whole goal is we want to help you create content to a readership that's been reading from us, watching our podcast or listening to our podcast, watching our videos for 27 plus years. We know these folks. We talk to them regularly, John. And so I do think that they get a little confused with it. And sometimes they think, oh, it's a print ad, I don't want to do it. Yeah, but it's a print ad in a publication or on a commercial on a podcast that someone in a very targeted setting is asking for and looking for. And so you know, kind of flip it back over to you now that you've caught your breath a little bit and stepped down off that soapbox, and let's dive into this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. The content is the content the reader wants. And the supplier, the brand that, you know, that wants to sell them stuff needs to go where they are doing what they want. Our very best partners, our very best customers completely get that. And they know it is our intent, our absolute intention to facilitate engagement for them with our reader. Nothing we would like more than to help suppliers convert one of our readers to their funnel, to put them into their customer experience process. That's what the very best suppliers use us for. But they've got to do it with content we develop, that they give us, that we partner on, that is wanted by the reader. Said another way, we need to inform these folks of information they want to attract those prospects, not amplify the same old value proposition they're yelling around the corner with salespeople, with emails, with all the different ways they're currently communicating.
I think by them using us, John, in that fashion and taking advantage of the forum that we are providing them through the Trade Pub, it gives them the ability to do what you're talking about down the road.
Yeah.
Once that customer or that distributor rep or supply chain executive gives them permission to yell their feature and benefit at
them, right.
What we're trying to just help them do is not close the business for them. That's what they have to do. It's to generate a conversation between them and the person they want to get to the most.
Absolutely.
And gain that mind share from, you know, our readers.
Well, let's dive into this a little, Scott. Let's come up with four reasons why trade publishers and industry should join forces. And let's also go into ways to do that. And I'm not talking about just ads. We'll set ads aside because everybody knows we want to sell ads. And the more ads we sell, the more content we can develop, the more we can engage the audience, and the more of these prospects we can facilitate engagement for our advertising partners. But the number one reason, and we have these in no particular order, but a lot of people don't think of us for this, is lead generation. Wouldn't you like Mr. Supplier, Mrs. Supplier, trying to brand and get more leads for your organization? I'll give you the most simple one we can do, a webinar. Let's do a webinar on a topic that our readers actually want to talk about, hear about, and engage with their peers on. And then the 78 people that sign up to listen to the webinar, that buy hundreds of billions of dollars worth of stuff, the supplier that sponsored that gets those warm leads, and they can put them into their customer experience process.
Yeah, I'm with you totally on that, and I'm going to stick to this lead generation piece. You know, last year we created a 10-chapter ebook for McKesson, and when we first started doing that, and I probably have mentioned this on the podcast before, you know, they were getting, I don't know, 30, 40, 60 downloads per chapter, and I'm kind of cringing thinking, oh my gosh, they're not going to be happy with 30 downloads. And then it dawned on me, and honestly, it was Greg Calizzi at McKesson that said, Scott, that's huge for us. That's 30 health systems that are interested in that topic, and that's what we're talking about here. Yeah, we want print ads. Love to have as many print ads as we can because that allows us to do and have all of the things that we have to be able to create more and help the industry. But the fact that we're able to, you know, put stuff like that out and draw in big systems or gain mind share with 400 distribution reps because we put out a 2-minute video on how to sell an EKG from Welch Allyn. You know, I mean, it's those types of things that we're trying to do. I would say the second reason for wanting to partner with a trade publication, and not just us, in any trade publication, is the publication positions you and your company as an industry expert on a topic. The entire goal of content marketing is to become a trusted advisor to your potential clients and your current clients. By being in a trade publication and being a regular supporter of it and giving us content and helping us create content and advertising in there to maintain mind share, it puts you right in the catbird seat of being that trusted advisor. I just think that the more brands that do this, the better off they're going to be. What we're able to do, and I'll give credit to John for this because it's a phrase that I've stolen from him over the years. We're able to brand very loudly the problem that your business solves. and then make you the expert or the person that can solve it or company that can solve it. I think if there's nothing else we do better, John, that's one of the things for sure.
Absolutely. Well said. I'll give you a third opportunity too. Really try to stand apart from your competition. You know, the dirty little secret about trade publishers is we are looking for content to fill our pages. That's undeniable. But currently, brands are bringing us content they want to amplify, not what our reader wants. If you can just pause and get that into your mind, if you actually came to us to partner with us on content the reader wants, we could do it. Run it all day long, providing you multiple opportunities for heightened visibility, increasing your credibility in a bona fide manner. You know, these readers see right through when a promotional placement is made. They know when we're putting someone in there or a picture of something in there. And I always tell brands this, look, I can take your money all day long and write nice things about you and put you all over the magazine. And my readers are going to look and go, oh, I know why that brand's there. They're paying the publisher to do that. And that's not going to stink on me. That's not going to make our organization smell bad because it's obvious. What it's going to do is hurt the brands that are paying for play. You can't do that. Let's get together and work on some content ideas that our readership wants. And I promise you, it's one of those things where 1 + 1 = more than 2. And we do that all day long for our very best customers.
This last tip, number 4, that I'm gonna come at it at a different way, and it just hit me to come at it this way. So this is something that, as John was talking, it just hit me. So Midmark, Hillrom, Quidel, Sekisui, Seatrong, BD. There's just a list of a handful. Johnson & Johnson, Medtronic, a handful of manufacturers that are in repertoire. Month in, month out. Why do I share that with you? Because being in a trade publication, and I'm going to tell you a real life story about myself, being in a trade publication sets you apart. Because I think a lot of times what happens is, oh, I don't have a mid-mark type budget. You don't not have the budget to not do this. And I'll give you a very clear example of that. 20-something years ago when I went to work for Satari, Billy Harris, that became SemperMed and is now, he's with Seatrong. He put us in the magazine, in repertoire. Chris Kelly came down, called on us, and put us in the magazine. And I'm looking at it like, man, we need more salespeople. I don't need to be in a trade publication right now. And he's like, you don't understand. Nobody knows what a Satari is. Nobody knows what a SemperMed is. Nobody knows what a Seatrong is for him today. But he's in there. He's on our back cover. And it's because he knows it sets his business apart. And oh, by the way, it just put him on the same level playing field with all those magnificent brands I just laid out. How do you not embrace that? And by the way, our readers know who those brands are, and now they're starting to associate you with that. And as a young sales rep, when I would go into an account and I would have a meeting at PSS back then, or at McKesson or Shine, and would walk in and where they wouldn't have known me 2 months before, wait, you're the glove manufacturer with the kid with the glove on his head. Still works to this day, whether it's a podcast or a webinar or pages of the magazine and content. Billy saw it way back then. Hopefully we're putting putting it out there today to say, no matter what size you are, partner with trade publications in any way, shape, or form that you can, because we can help you gain mind share. We can help you generate leads. We can help you set your company apart in a way that you can't do it otherwise. Time and time again, consumers are telling us they trust the influencers, which are trade publications, the written word, and folks that are giving back to their community. We'd love to help you as much as we can. John, I'll let you kind of close us there. Sorry, I got John started on a soapbox and I finished on one. So sorry, guys.
It's well said too, and it's so simple too. The old saying of, if you don't control the narrative, someone else is.
100%.
And we think trade magazines are a big channel for that narrative. You know, I really want to thank everybody for listening in today on the Marketing Minute, a podcast. Hey, the last few podcasts that we wrapped up, we offered a free consultation or review of an ad or a project or something you're working on. We're going to start to limit those. It's just been, the response has been overwhelming. So what we'd like to do is offer the first 5 people that call us or email us, get a hold of us, a $5,000 valued opportunity to do a quick overview of an initiative, a brand strategy, maybe an ad you have, or just talk about the market you're chasing. And we'll give you two or three ideas that we think would work for you. Thanks for listening to The Marketing Minute, a podcast.